Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. California has canceled stay-at-home orders for the most populous parts of that state. From member station KQED, Molly Peterson reports that's because coronavirus conditions are improving.
Just last month, hospitals in California were rationing care because cases of COVID-19 were spiking. But in a surprise move, Governor Gavin Newsom now says availability at intensive care units is predicted to rise to manageable levels within a month.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve. Everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, but we are not out of the woods.
Lifting the order ends a 10 p.m. curfew and opens personal service businesses like barbers and nail salons. It'll also permit outdoor dining, a move hailed by the restaurant industry, which had sued and lobbied the state over economically crippling closures. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.
The U.S. Senate is set to vote today on President Biden's choice to lead the State Department. NPR's Giles Snyder reports Tony Blinken's nomination was forwarded to the chamber by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Lawmakers on the Foreign Relations panel gave Tony Blinken a strong recommendation, passing his nomination out of committee on a 15-3 vote. He's expected to easily win confirmation from the full Senate. Blinken has been confirmed by the Senate before, most recently to serve as Deputy Secretary of State during the Obama administration.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The Senate has overwhelmingly confirmed Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. Yellen will take the oath of office later today from Vice President Harris. Members of the U.S. Senate will be sworn in today. They will serve as jurors in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. The impeachment trial will not start for another 2 weeks. This will allow Trump and the House impeachment managers time to prepare their cases. The Biden administration is waiting for a federal judge's decision on a last-minute immigration deal struck between the Trump administration and the state of Texas. Texas is now suing the Biden administration over its decision to freeze most deportations for 100 days. NPR's John Burnett explains.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is complaining that Biden's about-face on deportations violates a deal the Trump administration quietly signed with Texas earlier this month. The highly unusual agreement makes it difficult for Biden to undo many of the stern policies that immigration agents were enforcing under Trump. Now the Trump-Texas deal is being tested in court. Biden wants ICE agents to scale back removing unauthorized immigrants who are not public safety or national security threats and only deport the dangerous ones. But Paxton, who's a stalwart Trump supporter, contends that undocumented immigrants harm Texas and the removals must go forward. John Burnett, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. A tornado in Alabama left one man dead overnight after it swept through a city north of Birmingham. Several people were injured, and the tornado caused substantial damage. Major winter storm systems are plowing through different parts of the country. Heavy snow is falling from the plains to the northeast. There's another system hitting the Four Corners area with snow, and California is also expecting a major rain and snow event. The Biden administration is looking at ways to speed up the process to put the image of abolitionist Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports the initial decision to honor Tubman came during the Obama administration, but hasn't yet happened.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department is exploring ways to expedite the change in currency. Psaki says it's important that the country's money be representative of the diversity and history of the United States.
And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Former President Andrew Jackson would remain on the back of the $20 note. The new design was supposed to be unveiled in 2020, but then under the Trump administration, officials said the bills would likely not go into circulation until 2026. The current White House did not offer a timeline for how soon the new money might be released. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Farmers in India have poured into New Delhi to protest that government's agricultural reform program. Police fired tear gas at one checkpoint. Some farmers are gathering in other Indian cities to show their support. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.